The first reading is taken from the Confessions of St. Augustine, Book 4, chapters 8 and 9, and chapter 4. Friendship had other charms to captivate my heart. Conversations and jokes together, the exchange of small acts of kindness, reading sweetly phrased books together, to pass from the lightest jesting to talk of the deepest things and back again, to differ without ill humour, as a man might differ with himself, and, through the rarity of our disputes, to find our normal harmony thereby all the sweeter, to teach each other and learn from each other, to long for the return of the absent and to welcome the homecomer with joy. These and similar signs of friendship, which spring spontaneously from the hearts of those who love and are loved in return, showing in the face, the voice, the eyes, and in a thousand other pleasing ways, can kindle a blaze to melt our souls together and weld them into one. This is what we cherish in friendship, and we cherish it so dearly that in conscience we feel guilty if we do not return love for love, asking no more of our friends than these expressions of goodwill. Blessed are those who love you, O God, and love their friends in you and their enemies for your sake. For, though they cling together, no friends are true friends unless you, my God, bind them fast to one another through that love which is sown in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Amen.